Tim Fleming on AM 1300 KGLO, and we get a chance to get our weekly update with Chad Hansen from Corporate Farmer. Chad, how you doing today?
Good, Tim. How are you surviving?
Well, that's kind of the way you look at it sometimes, isn't it? We're all surviving a little bit, doing okay, you know, and that's just it. It's we kind of plug away and, you know, you do the best you can with what we've got, and I think we're making strides every day. How about you?
Yeah, I think you get some weather like we enjoyed over the weekend, and what it looks like this week is going to bring, and I think it gets all of us maybe a little bit more antsy to do something, get out and enjoy the outdoors, and maybe a little more impatient with this whole kind of lockdown environment. But you know, things are still busy, and you know, we've been busy in the office, and so that's kind of consumed most of my time, although I will admit my wife kind of put me to work at least yesterday doing some house things outside to try and prep the yard and trim some trees and all that fun stuff that comes with spring.
So it must have been a thing. I don't know. Was your wife talking to mine? I had a rake in my hand yesterday. What were we doing?
Well, the good thing is that I got four kids, so they get the rakes. I usually take power tools, you know, like the saw, and you know, got the mower out for the first time, and all those things. So. You know, not any time on the golf course quite yet, but I'm hoping that isn't too far into the future for myself. Maybe this weekend if things continue to be pleasant outside, and maybe if the wind dies down a little bit.
Yeah, let's hope so. I know we're talking about doing some work outside. I know the farmers that you deal with on a day-to-day basis, when they started hearing temperatures into the 60s and maybe 70s this week, they had to be smiling a little bit.
Yeah, no, I saw a few pictures from some of them that I'm friends with on Facebook, and you know, getting out a little bit this weekend, just driving around and stuff. Saw plenty of activity out in the fields, tractors running, and even some planters. So I think it's begun in north central Iowa, so that's definitely a pleasant change for most of our farmers, as I know they've been excited to get to work, and you know, it's going to be amazing, I think, here in the next few days, as if this stuff holds up, how much of the ground gets planted pretty quickly. So you know, that's one of the neat and amazing things to me is with modern technology and equipment and stuff, just how quickly the landscape can change, you know, here in rural America. And so for all those people that have been cooped up in the house and stuff, they're definitely making the most of the light. And even last night, as I was making a late night run for some things, there were still some lights on and some tractors out in the field, so I know that they were still working, and I could see the dust still kind of flying, so I'm sure they worked into the wee hours of the night last night.
And we talk about an awful lot, Chad, and you with Corporate Farmer work so closely with the farmers, and but this is a resilient bunch, and you know, with all of the things that we're facing in the country with the coronavirus, COVID-19, somehow, some way, no matter what the troubles are in the world, our farmers, they wake up and go to work every day, and they just keep the world moving.
Yeah. I think if it slows them down, we're all in trouble, right? So
yeah.
I think we all kind of look to agriculture, at least, you know, here in Iowa, to kind of be that backbone that kind of sets the tone for what things, you know, need to be done and getting the work done. And so, you know, I think that probably does more for maybe just the overall attitude around here is to see that spring is here, that they're out in the field working, plugging away, doing what they need to be doing. And I think that probably, you know, started maybe some of us that aren't farmers to get some of those things done as well. And I think that attitude kind of carries on with all of us. We just, you know, so many of our jobs are kind of surrounding that industry, and it definitely kind of makes the economy go around here. So I think we're all hopeful that through their hard work and perseverance that maybe that'll have a trickle down here to the local economy and kind of maybe getting things back going. And, you know, we hear some positive things out of Washington that maybe, you know, within the next few weeks it might be time to kind of start some of that stuff back up again and kind of open up the economy, as they're saying. And so, you know, I think, you know, that talk probably has something to do with it. But for us, I mean, it's probably that sun, right, and the warmth that motivates us just as much.
Oh, I have to agree with you on that for sure. What about your livestock farmers? Are you hearing anything from them? I know there's been an awful lot of talk with, you know, some of the plants having some challenges and so forth. What about the livestock farmers?
Yeah, I know there's a concern there. You know, with the guys that you know, raise livestock, and you know, we've heard plenty out of the dairy with concerns there. I think they're hopeful that it sounds like Washington is going to try and step in a little bit to try and help with maybe the surplus that could be there. You know, I think they're buckling down, though, and they know that this is going to be a bumpy, tough ride. And that's true even, you know, for our grain producers that with ethanol and some of the uncertainty right now with the economy that, you know, it could be a bumpy one. I know I saw a few people say it might be kind of hard to get motivated to get out there and plant, you know, maybe sub $3 corn. But, you know, it's like anything. You have to go into it with a positive attitude that, you know, hopefully by the time we see fall roll around and harvest time and maybe into early next winter that prices will have kind of rebounded. And I think there's some economists that are predicting that agriculture might lead the way to this rebound in the economy. Typically, it kind of is the first to suffer and often, you know, the first to rebound. And so, you know, I think there is definitely some optimism in the livestock and grain markets for hopefully, you know, some rallies later on in the year.
Well, and to take care of yourself financially right now is a smart thing for these farmers as well. And, you know, as an accounting firm, you know, it doesn't just happen once a year at tax time. This is something you work with your folks with the year round.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think, oh, gosh, you know, you guys are on an easy street now. You know, most of the taxes are done, and what do you do with your time? You know, that's where they probably laugh and joke that we're out on the golf course or something. But, you know, there's always things going on. You know, this PPP program as part of these SBA loans continues to be something that I'm sure many people see on the news. And, you know, we're waiting here for them to pass some more funds to open that program back up. And, you know, for many of our clients that maybe didn't get on it immediately, they have been helping them lately to get their applications finished up so that they're in the hopper when that program or the second wave of it kind of starts. And, you know, we've continued to just answer questions for some of them. You know, they may be approached by their banker or hear about it from another farmer or friend or something. And just, you know, they typically turn to us just for answers and guidance. Is this something to get serious about? Is it something not to worry about? Is it something that is going to help me? Those are some of the questions, and then, you know, exactly kind of try and explain how this works and what kind of documentation and stuff that we need, and then along the way helping them with some of those documents and you know, completing the forms. You know, those are probably one of the biggest things yet here that we have been doing and staying busy with in the office. And, you know, still with the deadline being pushed back to July 15th for income taxes, you know, that continues to be something that we're working on. Some people that have, you know, decided that they wouldn't get in too big a hurry if Uncle Sam didn't need the money until July 15th. They weren't going to probably do it any earlier than they necessarily had to, knowing that they probably were going to owe something. Also, I mean, I've noticed that a lot of them that rely on maybe a partnership return or a K-1 from a S-corporation or something like that, that those have been a little slow in coming in. So, you know, we've got some returns that, you know, are all completed, waiting on maybe just one more document, or maybe they were waiting on it to send everything just so that they knew that it was all finished before they got us the paperwork. So, you know, it's, yeah, usually this time of the year is pretty quiet, but fortunately, I think for me, it's kept plenty of work to do, and you know, our staff has stayed plenty busy here, even though we're past April 15th at this point.
Yeah, it's kind of been in and out of the office for you guys, but you have full communications open all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. Fortunately, with technology, that's been pretty seamless. A lot of times the clients just in conversation, you know, want to know, hey, are you in the office? Are you at home? What are you guys doing? And we've kind of worked a combination of different things with some of our employees to make them feel comfortable and safe, and also protect those that probably do need to come in to the office more frequently to process mail and faxes and some of those other things. So we've tried to do what we could to stay safe, but also, you know, we want to be there for our clients. They count on us. They look to us for help when they have an issue or a question. And so we want to be there with normal office hours, and quite honestly, you know, probably extended office hours even now that we're past April 15th, with people willing to step up and whatever, you know, that looks like. So, you know, even though some of our bookkeepers typically probably would not be working over the weekends at this point in time, they've said, you know, we'll do that in order to kind of keep the flow of things going in a normal fashion. And like I said, you know, with all these things that are going on for our farmers right now, we want to be there, available, and you know, we've always prided ourselves on that they wouldn't have to leave a message and wait for somebody to call back. We know that you know, when they stop in or have a chance to make a cell phone call, you know, that's something that's on their mind and they want to deal with right now. And once that issue's taken care of, they're probably right back into the field, might be in a tractor where it's not as convenient to have their paperwork or have the stuff in front of them that they need, or they catch a rainy day where they want to get a lot of that taken care of and hopes that they'll be back in the fields, you know, in a day or two. And so, you know, even with everything that's going on, we've tried to, I guess, keep things pretty much as normal as it possibly can be. And I think for them, you know, it's been pretty much business as usual on our end. And so I think that that's been something we've worked hard on, communicated. You know, that's probably a big thing when you're doing some of this distant stuff or having some people work from home, is keeping the channels of communication, not just to the clients, but internally, so we're all on the same page with all these new things popping up, like I said, with the small business loans and some of the payroll things that are happening as a part of the stimulus type things. You know, we got to keep communication lines open so that everybody's on the same page, knows what's going on, and that we continue to get the work done. And so I think that's probably been the thing that we've stressed the most is, you know, the work will get done, but we need to continue to communicate with everybody so that we're all on the same page.
Outstanding stuff, Chad. I'm sure your clients all appreciate that communication, too. It makes life a little smoother for them during these times.
You know, I think we've all learned how important communication is, right? I mean, communication with your friends, family, you know, maybe it's the restaurant that you're used to going to, all those things that we've maybe been deprived of, maybe even a haircut, right, for yeah. some of us, you know, that we all need. So I think we're learning how we crave that communication and so finding some alternatives. You know, I haven't been a big Zoom guy or any of that kind of stuff in the past. Maybe a little FaceTime or something from, you know, time to time. But, you know, I think we've all had to get outside of our comfort zone a little bit and try some things. And so, like I said, a lot of that has been to continue communication and continue to provide the services. You know, one thing that's always been unique about us is trying to make those farm visits. You know, I think our farmers appreciate those, and they feel like that it is easier for them to know what needs to be done and to accomplish the things that they need to take care of. And so, yeah, sometimes you got to find some alternatives to kind of make that work and make it as normal as possible for them. And so, yeah, we're doing our part, and I'm learning things all the time. Sometimes I have to check in with my kids a little bit to see how some of these technologies work a little bit and so show me, oh, you push that. I see that. Now I can see everybody. That's pretty cool. You know, so we all learn, right? No yeah. matter how old we are, we got to keep learning and keep pushing that envelope. And so, yeah, it's been a very interesting, I think, for all of us.
It sounded like me on our Sunday night family Zoom meeting that we
had. Yeah, you spend the first 5 minutes just figuring it out. And what button do I push? And everybody kind of chuckles at, yeah, yeah, Grandpa, he kind of doesn't know what he's doing, does he?
No. Yeah. That's me. Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, Chad, how do they get in touch with the corporate farmer if they want to visit?
Yeah, best thing, just give us a call, 800-472-6931. And like I've been saying, you know, like this on Facebook. I think that's a great tool right now for us to get information out on all these things that are going on and for people to stay updated. Whether you're a farmer or not, we try and put out things that are important from a tax standpoint and financial news and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's a great tool for everybody to kind of quickly check what's going on and some things maybe that they should do a little bit more research or reading on.
Good stuff. Chad, always good to talk to you. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too, Tim. Stay safe, and I'm looking forward to seeing you face-to-face here sometime down the road again.
Let's hope real soon, Chad. Thanks.
Yep. Bye.
Chad Hansen with us from Corporate Farmer on AM 1300 KGLO.